A Shanghai health official has urged qualified couples to have a second baby because only a few had taken advantage of changes the government made a year ago to ease its one-child policy. Only 5% of women eligible to have a second child have applied to do so, Fan Hua, an official in Shanghai's Health and Family Planning Commission, said on January 25th. The high cost of raising a child and women's career pursuits were to blame for the lack of interest in having children, Fan said. The average age for a Shanghai woman to get pregnant is 28, and many dropped the idea of having a second child as their careers took off in their early 30s, Fan added. Qualified couples should have a second child because two children provided a family with the proper stability and social development, Fan said. The ruling Communist Party started easing the one-child policy in 2013, more than 3 decades after it was implemented. Changes allowed couples in which either parent was an only child to have a second baby. Local governments across the country started implementing the changes last year. Shanghai's call for couples to take advantage of the changes shows the city government is worried about its population, said Huang Wenzheng, a biostatistics expert at Johns Hopkins University. Shanghai's population is aging and shrinking. In 2013, it recorded more deaths than births, and a quarter of its population is over 60. About 1 million couples around the country applied to have second children by the end of 2014. Mao Chun-an, a spokesperson for the National Health and Family Planning Commission, said on January 12th. The government has predicted the figure would be 2 million every year. Mao said the shortfall might be due to couples taking time to apply. Huang said government data showed that application figures were declining every month, and reversing the trend is impossible. For Caixin Online, this is Patrick Williams.